Hi, and welcome to the Reiki from the Farm podcast, brought to you by me, Pam Allen LeBlanc from Hidden Brook Farm. I am a scientist, a businesswoman, and a licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training. Each week in this podcast, you'll be entertained as you learn about a wide variety of relevant Reiki topics, helping you become a more knowledgeable and effective Reiki practitioner. We caution you, though, this podcast may also dramatically improve your life, and we are so happy that you're here.
Hi, I'm Karen Harrison, a licensed teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training, and I'm here with a group of other talented licensed teachers from the International Center for Reiki Training to present an introduction to the lights of Holy Fire Reiki. I'm going to have each person introduce themselves. So let's start with Joan and the Light of Courage.
I'm Joan Mote, and I will be presenting the Light of Courage.
Hello, I'm Jay Jackson, and I will be presenting about the Light of Truth.
And I'm Karen Harrison, presenting the Light of Beauty.
I'm Pam Allen LeBlanc. I'll be presenting about the Light of Peace.
I'm Jill Teal, and I'll be presenting the Light of Compassion.
And I'm Kathy Milanowski, and I'll be presenting the Light of Joy.
Wonderful. Our presentation will have some short meditation times. And also each of us presenting has our own website, and you can find all of us on reiki.org. We're going to start with an invocation. Let's activate our Reiki energy. And if you have Holy Fire Reiki, then activate that. So we call on Holy Fire, Holy Fire, Holy Fire. We call in the lights. We call on the light of courage flowing through and around us, anchoring us to the earth. The spirit of the earth rises up through us, blanketing us with that wonderful, comforting, courageous earth energy. Descending from the highest heavens comes the light of truth. It cuts away all illusion, enfolding us in beauty. As truth shines through, then we see beauty all around us. It flows in and through us, and we are enfolded and embraced by beauty. As we seek deeper into beauty, we feel ourselves one with peace. Peace is all around us. Stillness, deep stillness, causing us to relax and let go even deeper. And in that place of stillness, we are in touch with our compassion for ourselves and all others. That compassion extends out into love. As we feel that love, we are bursting forth now with joy. And the light of joy surrounds us and dances all around us in beautiful lights, lights of green and gold and pink and purple, yellow and blue, all the colors of the spectrum flowing around us. And we are grateful, grateful for these lights, grateful for the gifts of the lights, grateful for each one of you. The beauty, the light, the wisdom within each one of us shines brightly now. And so it is. Blessed be. Amen. Take a moment and gently come back. As LRMTs, we spend a lot of time with the Holy Fire Reiki through giving sessions and teaching. Many of us have full-time practices. Our group has met the last 2 years at an LRMT retreat at William's home. During our time together, we discovered we'd been experiencing higher levels of consciousness than we had previously felt. It was showing up as lights in our sessions, meditations, and classes. These lights are the divine versions of states of consciousness that most people commonly experience. The difference is they're pure, more exceptional, more deeply healing than what we usually experience. So our group set out to learn more about them, and we met regularly over the next several months. Let's cover where the lights come from and a few concepts from Holy Fire Reiki. A group of spiritual beings who call themselves the Brothers and Sisters of the Light, also known as the Ascended Masters, worked with Holy Spirit to create Holy Fire Reiki. They are illumined beings and the founders of all the world's religions and spiritual paths. The Brothers and the Sisters of the Light gave this style of Reiki to William Lee Rand in January 2014. The Holy Fire energy has been around for thousands of years, but it's been difficult to access. However, this changed when the Brothers and the Sisters of the Light created a Reiki-like process that allows anyone to access it easily by taking a Holy Fire Reiki class. This beautiful healing system comes to us as a gift of grace. It connects students to higher levels of consciousness to allow the channeling of Holy Fire Reiki. Through meditation with the lights, we learn that they are emanations of higher consciousness. They're a gift to the people of the earth because we're ready to receive this energy now. The lights come from the same source as the Holy Fire energy. And together, we have opened that channel. Holy Fire Reiki practitioners are helping to call that higher consciousness energy to Earth and to anchor it here. We can say that we're revealing it on Earth, but the energy has always been here and is present everywhere. Our awareness has expanded so that we now know about this higher consciousness. The lights are a representation of expanding consciousness. And as our ability to receive increases, so does our ability to give. The lights come through the grace of Holy Fire energy and then move into different streams as they take form, like the light of beauty, the light of compassion, the light of truth, and many others. This is a picture of me dancing on the beach in Maui, being in touch with my authentic self. Within each of us is a pure and altered self. This part connects directly to God consciousness and possesses the awareness and power of the universe. We call it the authentic self. It's unlimited in its ability to know and to do, and it's who we really are. Most of us have little awareness of it. This is a picture of a sea cave in Maui, and I thought a perfect representation of our dormant self. As a child, when we have unhealthy emotions that don't receive energy or attention, they become dormant. These unhealed parts limit our ability to experience feelings and emotions. They also reduce our ability to respond well to life's challenges. This dormant self isn't able to enjoy the full range of healthy, positive feelings. It actually shows up like layers that covers up the authentic self. I've seen it appear like a shag rug covering the client, or like layers of dusk that are being whisked away. It can also create a thick, hard shell that keeps us from knowing about our authentic self and our amazing potential. The lights heal the dormant self and raise our consciousness so that we can see our life from a higher perspective. With this higher perspective, we have the ability to create a more abundant and rewarding life. Who can access the lights? Anyone with the knowledge of the lights and the consciousness to receive the blessings. Holy Fire Reiki ignitions help to open the channel to receive. It can be a challenge to raise our consciousness to higher levels, and it helps to have a roadmap to get there. Holy Fire Reiki provides not only the map, but a vehicle to deliver the lights to us. When you first receive Holy Fire energy, the energy you have is just a starting point, and it continues to grow. It can take some time to condition your energy field and expand to a point where you're ready to receive the lights for your healing work. Our clients can receive the lights when they're working with someone who's allowed their consciousness to merge with this form of higher energy. But to call them forth on your own can take time. We find that students of Holy Fire Karuna may find it easier to work with the lights than those with less Holy Fire energy. I had a client who had a difficult hospice experience with a parent. So this is just an example of how we're using the lights. Now, she felt guilty for how she handled it. While giving her Holy Fire Reiki, I called on the light of truth to shine in the situation to give her clarity from a higher perspective. She realized that her mother wanted to pass on and be released from the physical pain she felt. I called on the light of compassion for her to accept that she was doing the best she could given the circumstances. And then I called on the light of forgiveness to help her forgive herself. Each of the lights flowed through her, and she was able to release all the guilt. I thought that was pretty amazing. Now we're going to share with you some of the lights that we have experienced.
Thanks for your wonderful presentation.
Thank you.
So I will be sharing the light of courage. The light of courage is our inner lion heart that gives us the strength to face our fears. It enables us to carry on when all hope seems lost, to persevere when it would be easier to give up, to step out of our comfort zone and explore new things that may seem scary at first. It helps us to do the hard thing because it's the right thing, to speak our truth without worrying about what others might think, to live without regrets and forgive ourselves for our mistakes, learning from them and gracefully moving on. Courage helps us navigate new territory with insight, wisdom, clear-mindedness, and compassion, and to live life as our authentic self. It's courage that gives us the strength to put our lives in danger to save another, to leave everything behind that we know and love, to go somewhere new, to recover from horrific trauma, to heal a broken heart and love again. Most importantly, courage gives us the strength to trust in divine guidance, even when we don't understand it or even like it. The light of courage resides in our third and fourth chakras, our centers of personal power and unconditional love. It's also contained within the eighth Karuna symbol. Invoking this powerful healing energy helps us to strengthen our inner light. Remember the cowardly lion from the Wizard of Oz who overcame his fear and let his lion heart shine? He roared, "Roar!" Invite the light of courage to fill your heart and give you the strength to heal your fears so you can shine as your true lion-hearted self. And now you'll have a few moments to experience the light of courage for yourself in a short guided meditation. So closing your eyes and taking a few deep breaths. Feel your heart center and feel yourself soften and become more receptive to the healing power of the light of courage. This powerful light strengthens your ability to trust in your authentic self and overcome the blocks that are preventing you from fulfilling your divine purpose on earth. Think about a fear that you're experiencing and feel where it's located in your body. Place your hands over your heart and visualize the bright light of courage shining down from the highest realms through your hands and directly into your heart center, your lion heart of courage. Focus on the light as it gets brighter, shining down all around you, all through you, illuminating the location of the fear and transforming into light. Allow this light to expand, flowing all the way back to the origin of your fear, as far back in your timeline as it goes, then healing it forward all the way through to the present moment in God's light and truth. Keep focusing on the light of courage as it takes you on your healing journey. Allowing your journey to come to its natural conclusion, take a few deep breaths and come back into your body, breathing into your lion heart center. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes and come back to the room.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jay Jackson, and we're going to talk about the light of truth. So when we bring light to anything, we illuminate it. And the truth of light brings new awareness into view. So at times, a concept of truth leads us to believe truth is an absolute. And this perception can take us into a this is right and this is wrong mindsets. So for example, I may subscribe to a specific religious practice or political belief, and that may be a central part of my identity, and believe that this is the only path. But if we take truth and we pass it through the light of truth prism, we can actually have a new illumination into what truth is. So scientifically, when white light passes through a prism, it separates into component colors of red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and violet. And we could say this rainbow effect is how truth actually exists. I may only see or feel affected by the spectrum of light that displays yellow, and perhaps you may feel drawn to the spectrum of violet. So if I say truth is this yellow light, and you may say truth is this violet light. So I'm not wrong when I'm saying that there is truth in yellow light, but I'm not being honest if I deny your perspective of seeing Violet. And I also need to consider that there are many more frequencies in our universe and frequencies of light that I'm not humanly capable of discerning at this time. But I can invite the light of truth to help me consider that I can suspend my ego and allow others to have their perspectives without judgment. Then I may allow myself the benefit of realizing I may never understand another's perspective, but that's okay because truth, when illuminated, displays a canvas of abstract versus absolute. So let's go into a meditation about the truth. So let's take a couple of deep breaths, close your eyes, and as you breathe deep, you become more relaxed and open to the healing realities of truth. Imagine now a beam of light is shining through you. The beam of light is truth, and it illuminates you now. As you sit with this energy, the energy of truth, you are open to explore the many frequencies it contains. Many of these frequencies are very familiar to you, but in a more relaxed state, you sense that there are many more possibilities to truth. The light of truth allows you to perceive frequencies and aspects that you have never considered before. The love in truth asks you to suspend your ego and allow greater comprehension. Now, with more clarity, you understand that much of what we perceive as truth is only a small aspect of a bigger picture. Allow the pure essence of truth bring our differences together, allowing others to have realities that are different than ours. The light of truth removes judgment within you and allows you to serve others in a more complete way. As you shine this gift of truth within yourself, you radiate a far brighter and more complete light out to others and further illuminate your own essence. Now take a few minutes and just allow this light of truth to envelop you now. Now allow your awareness to come back to this time and place and offer gratitude for any of the gifts that you have brought back with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. That was beautiful. The light of beauty. When we call on the light of beauty, we're able to see beauty everywhere, including in ourselves, because everything is divine. We can see our divine gifts and look for the divine and the beauty in others. It's also easier to find the beauty in each situation, no matter how it appears. Seeing beauty in nature is easy. Nature rewards us when we look at it and spend time with it. We can experience peace and wonder, but find beauty in things that we might call ugly can be more of a challenge. Truly, there's no ugliness without beauty, because everything is one. The light of beauty provides a view from a higher consciousness, so we can see the divine beauty in all things. From this perspective, our old views begin to fall away. The light of beauty dissolves old feelings and thought forms that are no longer in alignment with our new view. As we see the beauty in others, we see the beauty in ourselves. The light of beauty has all the colors of the spectrum, seen and unseen. You might see layers of different colored lights floating down around you or rising up from the earth to encompass you. It's a gift from the Creator, who loves you immensely. Now let's move into the light of beauty meditation. Allow yourself to relax even deeper and close your eyes if it's comfortable for you. Imagine you're in a beautiful field of flowers with blue, white, pink, yellow, and lavender flowers. They are all shapes and sizes. Smell the intoxicating scents. We call on the light of beauty. Brilliant colors spring forth from the flowers and rise up from the earth. Descending from the highest heavens come sparkling lights flowing to and around you. They are pulsating with beautiful lights of all different colors. Let the lights enfold you and wash through you as they provide comforting healing. The lights reveal your authentic self, your true divine nature. Immerse yourself in the light of beauty, and you will find and see beauty more easily in your daily life. Silently say to yourself, I am beauty. You are beauty. Beauty is everywhere. I see beauty in everything. Take some time in the silence now. bring your awareness back to this moment and come back.
Thank you, Karen. That's lovely. The light of peace. I'm Pam Allen LeBlanc, and this is my light. The light of peace brings us life, renewal, hope, and balance, and connects us with our life purpose. It is a stillness within us which extends into our outer world. It connects us with our own Holy Spirit. And while it can be tempting to engage in drama and disharmony, to dislike parts of ourselves or others, or to believe that we are separate from God, ourselves or others, or that we ever could be, we call that living in duality. But peace is our birthright and exists at the core of our being. The light of peace can help us transcend the dual nature of the world we live in, allowing us to bring third heaven reality into our lives, right here, right now, on the earth. In fact, we are the solution to peace on earth. It begins with each of us. And as we embrace peace, it envelops us and we become peace. Then it infiltrates into our daily lives and extends into our world. This is what creates peace on the planet. The light of peace is a rose gold light that exists at our core and in all of our chakras. It releases disharmony and discord. It connects us with our life purpose and releases duality. It floods us with feelings of well-being. It lifts the belief that separation is even possible and contributes to peace on the planet. Peace within is peace without. Embracing peace, then, we reach our highest potential. Now I invite you to join me in a brief meditation where you can experience the light of peace. Close your eyes, take some deep breaths, and make yourself really comfortable. And just begin letting go. Imagine that you are on top of a small hill surrounded by a beautiful stone circle. Touch one of the stones and feel its ancientness connect you with your history, all the way back to the beginning of time. This is the history of your soul. And understand that peace is and always has been your birthright. And the goal of life on this planet is peace. I invite you to imagine lying down in the center of the standing stones, feeling the grass and the earth beneath your body. As the rose gold light of peace comes down from the highest heavens, then pierces the clouds, shining down upon you, surrounding you, and filling you with feelings of peace and harmony. As the light of peace fills you, releases any disharmony, discord, drama, and the belief that we could ever be separate from each other, God, or ourselves. Allow the light of peace to flood every cell in your body and every part of your being. Peace be with you, because you are peace. Whenever you're ready, bring your awareness back into the room. And thank you.
Thank you, Pam. That was beautiful. All right, the light of compassion. Compassion lies at the heart of our genuine nature and is the primal light of our being. When we invite it in, it transcends the dualistic concepts of self and other. And when we have compassion for another, we're sharing their experience as our own and erasing separation. Our unhealthy experience of self is that we defend it, we build it up, or sometimes tear it down. This process is what obscures the light of compassion. It can be relentless and exhausting. Many have felt the sensation of feeling lost and alone, and in our confusion, we often harm others through what we think, say, and do. And in doing so, we unwittingly harm ourselves. This is the part of ourselves that needs healing. As we experience the light of compassion, it heals the self and reveals the compassion that has always existed beneath the unhealed ego. We can experience existing without fear or judgment, and in this space, we allow our primordial light of compassion to arise. In the embrace of the light of compassion, all positive qualities shine brightly from within, joy, peace, and gratitude. These lights make up the spectrum of our true nature, healing the ego so we can experience the pure nature of our being. Now I'm going to take you into the light of compassion meditation. And what I want you to do is I just want you to start by taking some deep breaths and just beginning to relax. And as you take some deeper breaths, every cell in your body begins to fill with the light of compassion. And as you continue to breathe, just clear your mind and bring awareness to whatever is currently causing you pain, emotionally, physically, or spiritually. Breathe it in and accept it with kindness. And then as you exhale, give yourself some spaciousness and breathe out well-being. Continue with this pattern of breathing in and breathing out until it's familiar to you. And now when you breathe in, imagine that you're inhaling heavy, hot air. And on your out-breath, visualize exhaling cool, light air. Now continue with this pattern of breathing in and breathing out until it's familiar. And imagine that you're breathing in through all the pores of your body. And on the in-breath, heavy, hot air enters every pore. And on the out-breath, cool, light air flows from every pore. And just continue with this breathing. Now visualize a metal sheath around your heart. And this metal sheath is everything that's causing the pain. And on the in-breath, visualize the metal sheath breaking apart. And when your heart opens, the hot, heavy air vanishes into its vast space. And what arises is natural mercy. It is this quality of an unarmored heart that allows you to be with the pain and at the same time see beneath the pain. This process awakens your heart and you're filled with the light of compassion. Now just take a minute and just sit with the light of compassion. go ahead and just slowly bring your awareness back to your breath. And just take some deep breaths. And slowly come back.
Thank you, Jill. That was absolutely beautiful. My name is Kathy Milanowski again, and the Light of Joy. The Light of Joy asks us to embrace our heart space and to invite it, allowing the frequency of joy to stir the laughter in your heart and the sparkle in your eyes. Allow this vibration, this beautiful energy to develop as it bridges the brilliance of your heart song to the world, to everything. When we open ourselves to it, the light of joy shines upon us, offering everything we need. So let us close our eyes and focus inwardly. Take a couple deep breaths. And as you exhale, embrace the rhythm of your breathing. Now pull your focus a little deeper into your core. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, allow your senses explore your being. You might feel fluid motions, or something may be a little tighter and stuck. Allow your breath and attention just to be present. Now with your next breath, breathe in joy, ignite it with a color, and allow it to float into your being wherever it needs to be. We're going to take a few moments in silence and be with the energy and the light of joy. With your next breath, allow yourself to bring some movement into your being. And when you're guided to do so, you could bring your attention to your eyes and open them. Please allow yourself to have some journal time from these lovely experiences that we offer you. Thank you.
Kathy, that was beautiful. Thank you so much. I really felt the joy all through and through. So you may be wondering how you can use the gifts of the lights And we have some suggestions for accessing and using the lights. So to use the gifts of the lights, ask for divine guidance for that particular light that you or a client needs. Visualize the stream of consciousness. Listen for its name. Feel the energy, or use any other way that you can to realize its existence. Then ask the client if they are willing to receive that particular light or yourself. If so, allow the light to flow either through you and into the client or directly to the client. If the light flows through you, it blesses you as well. So ask for divine guidance for the light that is needed. Visualize the stream of consciousness. Listen for its name or feel the energy. If working with a client, ask if they are willing to receive that particular light and then allow the light to flow. So it's really pretty simple. And we also have some suggestions for enhancing your ability to use the lights. Knowing about the lights opens up our awareness of their presence. Then our guidance can help us get in touch with the most helpful light that we need in that moment. We have found that the following steps can enhance your ability to experience and use the lights. Give yourself Holy Fire Reiki sessions each day. Receive Holy Fire Reiki sessions from others. Give Holy Fire Reiki sessions to others. Practice Holy Fire Reiki meditation. Pray to be of greater service to ourselves and others. Receive ignitions by yourself. Teach Holy Fire Reiki classes. And take Holy Fire Karuna Reiki classes.
Thank you, Joan. Now that you know about the lights, take some time to connect with them. Be open to your own unique experience and let the lights bless your life and the lives of others. We are all anchors manifesting this energy from the spiritual realm into the physical. It's been said that Holy Fire Reiki is bringing third heaven reality to the earth, creating great transformation on the planet. But what if this transformation is not going to happen for everyone at the same time? What if it occurs one person at a time? What if, as it does this for each of us, it raises the vibration of the planet? And then others feel this and decide to step into it. Would that mean that our world would begin transforming at an ever-increasing pace as we begin using the lights? What if we've already entered this transformation? Could this be the purpose of the lights to assist us in this? We know they're here, ready to bring blessings into our lives in as much as we are willing to receive them. May the lights bless you and heal you, to reveal your true nature as a powerful agent of transformation on the planet. Look for our article on the lights from the Reiki News Magazine. And each of us has individual websites that you can find on reiki.org if you would like to connect with us for additional information. Thank you.
Thank you all so much. And many blessings.
Thank you.